What up, listeners? This is Stevie Grin coming at you from the land of monsoons and procrastination. Today, I do have a new flower to try. I'm pretty excited about that. First, you know, I like funny stories and random stories, rather. You know, so funny, interesting, sometimes funny, haha. Most of the time funny, haha. But that's up to you guys to decide. I just tell them. But yesterday, I came home. It was one of those days I thought I was going to be out for like 30 minutes or an hour, and I came home about 8 hours later, and when I came home, there was, you know, just random paper all over my house, and I didn't know what was going on. I mean, the dogs evidently had a party, and they had gotten some confetti to go along with that party. It was a mess. I started cleaning it up, and I looked, and I was like, hold up, I know what this is. And it was a literary journal. Now, I should probably stop here to tell you guys that one of my many hobbies is that of being a failed poet. I like writing poetry. I like reading poetry. I do some readings, do some poetry slams occasionally. But like every person who writes, not every journal really digs their stuff. Anyway, that's an inspiration because I was just reading about Langston Hughes, and he was turned down so much stuff, and we all know that he was a genius. Anyway, I came home, and all these papers were just all over the place. And I looked, and I was like, hold up, I know what this is. And it was a literary journal that I subscribed to. They'll remain nameless momentarily. But it was a journal that I had tried to get to publish my stuff, and they turned me down. So instead of looking at it negatively, like, oh man, my dogs just tore up some stuff, I'm looking at it positively. My dogs had my back. They're like, hey, these people didn't publish your stuff, so we're going to tear it up. And so my dogs have my back. So, good dogs. Anyway, today I do have a new strain to try. This is a Cascade from Kali Wellness. I've mentioned them before, and I'll be mentioning them again here in just a little bit. And so let's go ahead and do the opening sniff check, visual check, and start getting into this review here. All right, so first, you can, I don't know if you heard that, but I do have the packet. So here's the opening and sniff check. Why did I hold that up to the microphone like you guys could sniff it? I don't know. I still haven't had as much coffee as I should have. Oh, this stuff smells really good. It has a good smell to it. A little bit of sweetness there. Yeah, a little, yeah, I like the sweetness. Some earthiness there. I like it. I once heard I mentioned this in the written form of this, the blog, that I saw a meme once that discussed, the other side of this stuff, that discussed the high THC stuff, where these people discuss the different notes, the different strains, different smells, and they're like, oh, it all smells like weed. And I disagree with that. I used to agree with it, but the more I have sniffed, especially the hemp flowers, there are some definite notes in some that are not present in others. And that's something I really like. It's one of the things that makes this kind of a fun hobby, because, you know, if you like smelling stuff. Yeah, definitely some sweetness and some earthiness here. Visual check. Oh, this stuff feels so good. It has that kind of spongy feel. I like that. I like that. Visual check. Very deep, dark. Looking kind of like a. Don't have my glasses on, but they are looking beautiful. Let's take a good look at a couple of them here. Oh yeah, very, very green, very, very lush. I like it. All right, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and pause and extract the goodness out of this stuff, and I'll come back with my reactions after, the process has taken place and all that fun stuff. So just go ahead and bear with me. You probably won't know I'm gone that much, but if you want to, you can pause it here, maybe play some hold music or something. Something from Monty Python would be good. Anyway, so I'm gonna pause here and I'll be back with y'all in just a second. Ba-doom-pa, chappa-chappa-doo-ba-doo-boo-pa, chappa-chappa-boo-ba-boo-boo, cha-bibba-doo-ba-bibba-boo. Bibi-dibi-dibi-dibi-boo. Hey, I'm back. I even got some more coffee, and all is right with the world right now. So, I had what I would classify as a successful extraction, and wanted to give you guys my take on this. Taste. First of all, there's a caveat here. I suffer from some allergies, which affect my sense of smell sometimes. We all do. You know how that goes. And I know that sense of smell and sense of taste are often interwoven. So sometimes things may be a little bit more pronounced tasting or pronounced smelling that I'm actually picking up at the time. Just depends on what pollen is in the air and all that stuff. So I do want to say that this has kind of a mellow taste to it. Not very pronounced. I'm not saying I didn't like it. I liked it a lot. But it wasn't like in your face with it. It had some sweetness to it and some earthiness. I really like it. Just kind of tasted like a not just nice wholesome. Wholesome. It was like wholesomeness. So anyway, I liked that. So the effects. I gotta say, almost immediately. I had a nice, how that goes when you kind of get that laid back feeling. It's just a little bit, your eyes. It's not like your eyes get heavy, but you're just like And my notes here, I wrote, you just get a laid back grin. The only way I can really audibly reproduce the grin, hopefully you guys know what I'm talking about, is just like the whole, oh yeah, type feeling. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I do. But then after a little bit, it sets in like a thick fog. You kind of get some giggles there. The grin definitely sticks around, and it's a good time. Now, I try to, as I do this, I hope I'm getting better as I do this, but I try to have set categories that I like to classify, or at least use those as springboards to for as objective as possible description of this stuff. So one of the categories I've come up with, is this a chiller or a doer? Is this something that you can have and be like, all right, let's go. Let's do all the things. Let's take on the world. I think I'm gonna run for Congress. I think I'm gonna wash the car. I think it's not, that's a doer or a chiller. We say, hey, Marble Olympics is quality entertainment. So I think I'm just gonna chill for a while and watch some Marble Olympics. So those are the two, kind of archetypes there I'm working with. This is definitely a chiller. In fact, I'm talking about Marble Olympics. I'm probably going to go watch some after I finish up with this podcast. Actually, I'm lying. I do have stuff to do, but it is a chiller. Musical pairing. Full disclosure, I kind of had, I wake up often. We all do. I'm not special in this. But this morning I woke up and the random music running through my head was actually Wu-Tang Clan. Dog Bleep, if you guys know what I'm talking about, and if you don't listen to it, it's Wu-Tang. I mean, they're always a great one. Anyway, it's kind of weird that people like, I'm at that age where I consider them kind of new still, but now, people are like, it's well over 20 years old and still awesome. Anyway, I had Wu-Tang stuck in my head, so I was like, instantly that's kind of what came up. But I was trying to be open-minded about this, so I just kind of like just sat. didn't have any music playing, didn't have anything playing. And what kind of music did this make me think of? Like a return, you know? You kind of go with what you got sometime. And you know, something that came up was, I was just sitting there and focus as much as I could on just feeling it and being present in it. And Serenade number 13 in G major from Ina Kleinnachmusik came up. And so, so if I had to do a musical pairing, it would be that. But I did think about something. I don't consider myself stupid, but I'm not like Forrest Gump level. But at the same time, sometimes we all have to know our limitations in terms of any part of ourselves. And so that got me thinking, and maybe you guys can help me out with this. Ina Kleinnachmusik. I am not a German scholar by a long shot. I do like German. I think it's a cool sounding language, and I did take a couple classes here and there, and can understand a little bit. So, little knowledge is dangerous when it comes to that. But here I have a question. I can probably research this, but I don't feel like doing it right now. Ina Kleinnachmusik. Shouldn't that be Ein bisschen Nachtmusik? Because doesn't Kleine like denote small as in tiny? Instead of like in English, we say, it's a little cloudy out. And we also say, that is a little kitten. And so the word kind of gets used for two, one is more of like a physical description, while the other is more of a relative grade. And it and Kleina used as the physical description of tiny, where ein bisschen, wouldn't that be like a little bit? I don't know. I know there are lots more people. So if you happen to know, hey, hook me up and let me know. Get at me at stevie@steviegrinsarchive.com. But while I was looking at that and trying to come up with a title for it, find the title of it, because the song was stuck in my head before the title readily popped there, I did stumble on Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. It's freaking awesome. I like it. People often ask me what kind of music I listen to, and are kind of, I don't think they should be, but many people kind of are surprised, because it's cliche, but I listen about everything. I was just talking about Wu-Tang Clan, and last night I was listening to Minutemen, and I used to be like, I like this type of music, but life's too short for that. There's so many great music, pieces of music out there. So, have an open mind, enjoy all sorts of music. So, Moonlight Sonata, I'm sure we've heard it, but sit back and listen to it. You'll thank me. It's good stuff. If you've never done that, I personally have heard it in the background, but I've never just sat back and listened to it. It's all beside the point, and I'm rambling. This is why I write notes down. So, I'm trying out a new rating system here. So, if Cascade were a milkshake, how many boys would it bring to the yard? I'm gonna use this rating system for today. Anyway, so if Cascade were a milkshake, I think it would bring a solid 8.5 boys to the yard. The reason I say 0.5 is, one dude didn't know it was hemp and was looking for the high THC psychoactive stuff. So he's kind of in the wrong place, but hey, he told funny jokes and bought the jalapeno kettle chips. So he stuck around, into being kind of cool. So 8.5, a solid 8.5 Boys to the Yard is what the Cascade Milkshake would bring. So, yeah, definitely try this. This stuff is great. So try it and enjoy it. Preview of a next episode coming up. I've talked about them a couple times. I am going to sit down and interview Aaron from Kali Wellness, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm doing that sometime next week, so look for that cast to be up sometime next week as well. So that's about all I have for today. Hey, have fun, be safe. And this morning I was thinking about Oscar Wilde. He just kind of randomly popped in my head. So I decided to end today with a random Oscar Wilde quote. Literally, I just Googled random Oscar Wilde quote. Because can you really go wrong with an Oscar Wilde quote? I don't think you can. Because dude's a genius. Anyway, here's the random Oscar Wilde quote for today. And I'm sorry about that. I just hit something on accident. Anyway, I don't say we ought to misbehave, but we ought to look as if we could. I like that. So, see y'all next time, and Stevie out.